Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. Hello, everybody. It's 8 past 12. Chad Hartman, Carrie Klatt, Laura Oakes, the other two, dead to us. Lose our number. Who needs them, man? Let's be honest. They've been holding the show back. So move on, both of them. So we have a lot planned. And I'm actually downtown. And I come in and I check my work email or my work voicemail, which I'll be honest, I don't check very often. And I get a phone call this morning. I forget the time. And Earl has called. And has said he's upset with me. He's been listening. He's been laughing at me. That he hasn't called in a long time and wants to call in. Earl has been calling for years periodically. And I think Earl will speak for himself. Earl is now on the line. Earl, can we be in a better spot potentially, the two of us? We're approaching the new year. Can we find areas where we can agree on a regular basis?
I'm not upset with you. That's not the problem. The problem is you keep spewing your BS. And I told you many years ago that it's got to stop, and it ain't stopping. So unless you get off the air, I don't care. It's not I'm upset with you. I'm upset with the situation. I'm upset with the system that allows someone like you to permeate the airways of the Twin Cities.
Could you give me a particular area where – you think I'm spewing this information and maybe we could talk about it a little bit. Maybe we find areas of agreement.
Well, I mean, it's all Democrat all the time, all anti-vax, even for people like me that decide I don't want to get it, even though I've had it, I don't want to get it. And it just, like your way, it's like your way or the highway. And my old man raised me to say, you're stubborn like that. You don't understand other points of view. You ain't a pretty good person, and you belittle people like me who call in, and it's just frustrating. That's all.
Okay, so on the vaccine, I'm a little confused. You did get the vaccine. You didn't get the vaccine. You did get COVID. What happened, Earl?
I've been immunized.
I've heard that before, Earl. What exactly does that mean?
I took some treatments, but I'm not getting a shot. I'm not getting a shot. But I don't see many people, so, you know, it's just me out here, me and Deb. The kids have moved on, so it ain't that big of a deal.
Did you tell us before, am I remembering this right, that you're in Hutchinson?
I was, but I moved since then. I prefer not to say where I am because last time I was on the show, I got some negative feedback, and I don't need that. They thought I went a little over the top, so I'm trying to dial it down a little bit like I usually do. Yeah. But, yeah.
So you're just getting treatments on your own as opposed to getting the medically recommended vaccine?
I don't want to get in an argument over who recommends it. I mean, you got your scientists, I got my scientists.
Wait.
Deb.
Wait, is that Deb?
She's banging on the pots, and I'm trying to hear you. I can't hear you. Deb's banging on. Deb, quit banging on the pots. Okay. No, but I got my own people.
I don't think you have any scientists, Earl. I think you're making it up. You just saw this on Facebook.
My doctor. My doctor says I'm okay. I ain't going to take it. And I went to my doctor three times, and I says, I don't know what he says to him. I says, you tell me what I need to do. And he said, don't do it.
He's a quack.
See the negativity. You're perpetrating on me now. Deb, enough. The negativity is coming from your side, and people getting on me for getting all upset with you.
I'm on the side of science, Earl.
What science? I got science, too.
No, you don't.
You're a jackass. You know that?
No, I'm not.
I try to call in and be friendly with you, and you're criticizing me. I can't hear kind of my left ear cause on account of the pots keep banging, and you're trying to be an antagonist and trying to get me into some sort of fight.
Well, tell Deb to calm down. Why is she banging the pots and pans? Who runs that house, Earl?
It's lunchtime. We're having lunch.
What do you have
for dogs are barking. People are getting upset.
What's a normal lunch for you and Deb?
Well, I got some venison. I went hunting. I got my buck. Did you get your buck?
I'd love to go hunting. I told one of the members of the show here that I would like to join him hunting.
Yeah. Make sure you film that.
What do you mean by that?
I got a kick out of seeing that.
You don't think I'd do that?
You can try it, buddy.
Would you? So do you hunt on a regular basis?
Yes, I do.
Would you?
Or you make fun of that?
No.
Eat what I hunt.
Oh, you eat what you hunt. Okay. Would you consider, this maybe is an area where we could find agreement. I don't think I want to fire the weapon, Earl. But I think I want to go out and see it firsthand. Would you consider bringing me with you hunting?
What's the point? If you're not going to fire a weapon, what's the point of going out there?
We could get to know each other. I like to talk a lot.
I know you. I think I know you, and I think you know me. I don't think that's enough of it.
How about Deb? Could I meet Deb?
She's cooking lunch, otherwise she'd probably get on the phone. She'd probably be a little harder on you than I am.
How often you listen? Or this is Earl, apparently a frequent listener, so I appreciate that you listen so often, Earl. Deb's not a fan either?
She doesn't like your tone either. And frankly, I'm getting tired of it too. I try to listen to CCO, and you come on, and then I try to text the show, and then you said you blocked me.
I mean, I would only block if it was to a level of filth. Did you offer some filth here?
You warned me one time, and I backed off.
I appreciate that. I'm glad you did. I'm willing to let you come back. I'm willing to unblock you.
No, you said I'm not blocked. I've been texting the whole time. Oh. I texted you yesterday.
Oh, what did you say?
I can't remember. Hell, I can't remember what I did for breakfast. But that's beside the point. The point is, just let people live. That's all I'm trying to say.
You also said something when you called me about Dan and Adam both not here today. And we know what that means. What does that mean?
I don't know who the hell you're talking about.
The two other guys on the show?
I don't know their names. Clown 1, Clown 2, they all sound the same to me, same to BS, perpetrating their airwaves. It's got to stop is what I'm saying. I don't care if it's coming from you. I don't care if it's coming from Tiny Tim down the corner. I don't care. All I know is when I got you on the house, I try to sit down for lunch at 12 noon or whatever.
Yep.
And I get right in with the nonsense and the whatnot. And some of us out here, you know, in the hinterland, we like to hear some different kind of stories about life as we know it.
Did you get a chance to talk to Carrie, today's producer?
Oh, is that the gal that answered the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a sweet gal. I don't know what she's doing with you.
Carrie, come on in here.
Yeah. Hi. Hi, Earl. Hi.
I think she's a little intimidated by you, Earl.
How are you, Earl? Can I help you?
Sciatic. My sciatic is going nuts again, and that ain't helping my
I can't
situation.
Help with that. I don't want to help with that.
You don't want to help, Earl?
I don't want to help.
Wow. I don't know how sweet she is, Earl. She just said she didn't want to help you.
Yeah, it's typical of this UCCO people.
Is there anybody here on CCO Radio, and when he or she comes on the air, you're happy about it?
I like everybody. It's not that I dislike anybody. I just get frustrated.
So everybody here frustrates you?
At some point. Hell, Deb frustrates me when she's banging on these. Deb, enough! I can hear it out. It's bleeding over the phone.
How long has she been working on this lunch?
I don't know what she's got cooking up. I don't know.
Okay, that was really disconcerting, Earl. I don't know what that noise was. Earl, I've got to go. I've got to get... give me one topic that I should discuss on the rest of the show, Earl, and I promise you I'll give it some deep thought.
Here's one. Talk about the falsehood that the white-tailed deer community is getting COVID. Someone's trying to tell me that the deer have COVID now and that they're spreading it to humans. And I want to know who the hell knows that? What kind of garbage is that?
So you're not believing that?
No, come on. Well, you think a deer is getting COVID?
What science says, Earl.
Yeah. Again, with the science.
Earl, enjoy your venison. Tell Deb, Carrie and I both say hello, and call in again sometime.
All right, but just clean it up.
Thank you. Thank you. That's Earl. Carrie, what was your first impression of Earl? He has not called. I think it's almost been a year or so.
I like that he said he doesn't have many friends. He doesn't talk to a lot of people. It doesn't surprise me.
Oh, now you're taking cheap shots at him now when he's not
here?
That's
nice. He still has Deb.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I'm not sure he's very nice to Deb in particular. If you want to react to Earl, you can at any point. 651-461-9226. Okay, we have a... 20-year age gap in this studio. Carrie told me I looked really old earlier off air. Is that fair? Is that what you said?
I don't think that's how it went.
I think it was something close to that. So you would think when we're playing this tune, it's me, old me. I've picked it out, but I gave Carrie the assignment. We need a music theme, either an artist, either a genre. Something that's brilliant, something that's brutal. Tell people what you picked. Then we'll get to a series texts here.
First, I asked if we could do Christmas, and you said no.
Well, here's what I said. I go, we will do Christmas. It's December, what is it, 4th? 3rd. No. No, no, no on the Christmas bumper music. Okay. If Cool wants to do that, go to it. If Sirius and other outlets want to do it, on a regular dog and pony show like we have, to start 22 days ahead of Christmas, too soon. I don't think you agreed with me. I think you wanted to do Christmas.
No, I think I just said it kind of to be joking a little bit.
Although
just to see what you would say.
You've got a Christmas sweater on.
I do. Well, yeah.
You've got a Christmas sweater on.
Winter sweater.
Yeah, no.
You can wear this in January. It's just
Right.
Yeah.
Did you have
snowflakes?
Did you have a lit hat on earlier in the
day? I did. Yeah, I have a snowflake hat and it lights up blue. It has twinkly lights.
Yeah.
I do.
I mean, a lot of times Adam is here and he's lit, you know, while wearing a hat. That's not quite the same. So
it's different.
It's not me, but you have picked the genre of what?
Oh, 1968. Songs from 1968.
Okay, how did you pick that? How did you decide on that?
Is
that
it's the best music.
All right.
It's I love, I know a lot about the 60s, 1968, 1969. I think it's the best era of music.
It's a fantastic era.
Love it.
I'm all in.
We'll listen to those songs today.
Okay. Have you been watching the Beatles?
I haven't watched it yet, okay. But I want to.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's fabulous. It's well worth your time. Okay, we had Earl on. We're getting a fair amount of reaction, pro and con. Let's get to some of the text here on Earl. Love Earl. Needs to be a weekly guest. Earl sounds like he needs to unbutton his top button before he has an aneurysm. Well, I don't want him to have that, doing that. Earl for governor. He'd be a hell of a candidate. I can see why he had to move. I skipped going to Target because I was having too much fun listening to Earl. OMG, Earl is a piece of work. Amazing, though. Saying Earl doesn't have any friends, saying Earl doesn't have many friends isn't mean. It's science. I bet Earl is a big-time bowler and a grain belt drinker. Carrie, last time you bowled?
Oh, last year.
Last year.
Yeah. Okay. Last year.
Were you sober the entire time?
Yeah. Yeah. We went to, what's it called? You know, in St. Paul, the Nook, and then, what is it, Ranham?
Oh, yeah.
Or the Nook bought it, and it's down in the basement there, the little spot. Great.
Did not have an adult beverage at all?
We took my niece. We were the only ones there. It was during, you know, they had just reopened.
Do you have your own glove?
No. Do people wear gloves?
Yeah, they've got a glove.
Oh.
How about shoes? Do you have your own shoes?
No, those would be cool, though. I'd wear them.
How about a ball? Do you have your own bowling ball?
No, I do not. But I like bowling.
Yeah?
Yeah.
0 to 10, your enjoyment with bowling.
It depends on who you're with, right?
Okay. What's your
eight? Eight?
What's your ideal... Give me your three people that you most would like to bowl with.
Oh, my God.
Right now.
Three
people that you would most like to bowl with right now.
You? Are you a good bowler?
I'm adequate. I'm adequate. So
I don't know.
You've got no one.
I don't.
So you want to bowl by yourself? Carrie wants to bowl by herself.
Yeah, it's peaceful.
I've got it.
It's peaceful. Okay. Yeah, it's peaceful. I don't know.
Let's see.
Who would you bowl with?
Who would I bowl with?
There, you answer it. It's your show.
old school bowlers who are in a league all the time, who take it incredibly serious, and also trash talk.
Yeah.
I would like to bowl with the trash talkers, just to see what it's like.
The Golden Girls. Can I pick all of them? I'd like to bowl with them.
Sure. I mean, are they all with us?
No, just Betty White.
Yeah.
Just Betty.
Yeah, Maude's not with us, is she?
No.
B. Arthur?
Yeah, no, Estelle, I know. I like the Golden Girls.
Okay, but did you ever watch Maude? Are you familiar
with
Maude?
Yeah, I'm familiar. Yeah.
Okay, you know Maude is better than the Golden Girls, right?
I disagree,
but you
can have that opinion.
Yeah, you're wrong. Okay. Earl needs to meet Big Lou. That'd be interesting. I don't know if there's any trophy wives and all. I want to know where Carrie got the hat that lights up. 651-461-9226. Where did you get the hat?
Kowalski's in Eagan. Thank you, Kowalski's. I got three of them. They have different ones. So
wait.
I got my kid one, I got one, and another one.
Okay, so you go there for groceries.
Yeah.
And you get the hat that lights up.
It's great. Kowalski's is great.
I guess. I didn't realize they were so comprehensive. I think of them.
Oh, yes.
I rarely go. I don't have a Kowalski's my way, but just for food. What else? I mean, they have furnaces there, too? Do they have washing machines? What else do they have at Kowalski's out there?
No, they have a lot of gift. They have a big gift area. They have good kids' toys and books.
Nice.
They really do.
Nice. Next time I see you, will you bring me a lit hat?
Sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I would appreciate that.
I will.
Tom Hauser, Channel 5. And a big announcement about Tom Hauser when we come back. Another great tune from 1968. Tom Hauser was in college in 1968, and he joins us right now. Is that about right, 1968? You're at St. Thomas then?
Class of 68. It was a classic. There's no question about it. That would make me roughly same age as the president.
Yes. We're going to get to the president and his health a little bit. We got a big announcement, though, and this is legit. Okay, now the two of us have been talking on the air about politics and nonsense, probably going back even the 90s when Dan and I were together, and then in the aughts at the Fan, and now since I came over here on a somewhat regular basis. But your involvement with WCCO is moving dramatically more than that. You are now becoming a full-time, wait for it, full-time, part-time host.
That's a great way to put it.
I think I have that right. A full-time, part-time host. Does that mean, by the way, this is your final appearance coming on as a guest on the show, that you'll just say, listen, I'm a host?
Absolutely not.
I'm a host.
It's a full-time, part-time, occasional fill-in when they can't find someone more capable. But that doesn't really fit on a business card very easily.
No. Do you have business cards right now?
I do, for Five Eyewitness News. I have business cards. In fact, Chad, I have so many business cards, I'd like to send you 100.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. Send it to O'Donovan's Pub, and I'll be there soon. We'll both be there soon.
Very few people hand out cards anymore.
No.
But I do still have them because occasionally they do come in handy. But now everybody is just texting each other or, you kids in your Snapchat. That's how you communicate.
The gram. I'm in the gram. I call it the gram. Like I'm,
the gram.
I'm cool. I'm hip because I'm none of that.
Yeah, of course, you've still got your MySpace account. So that's how
you
communicate with your friends.
I use smoke signals. That's what I use the talk. Well, listen, you know me. I'll take shots at this place left and right. My God, there's endless reasons to take shots. This is a great one. Okay. I am not only a very good friend of yours, but also big backer. So this is a great move by this station to have you on. So congratulations. I'm hearing.
And just to make it clear, I am a full-time employee of KSTP Television and Five Eyewitness News. I will be just filling in occasionally, hosting some programs at WCCO Radio, which we need to point out is no longer affiliated with WCCO Television.
Yes.
Correct?
In fact, I would
explain how that works to the listener.
Yeah, it's a
so
good
that
point.
They know that WCCO Radio and Television are completely separate entities now.
So what happened? I think it might have been about 3 years ago. Odyssey bought the radio holdings of CBS. So the CBS radio stations across the country, which included WCCO Radio, are now owned by Odyssey. So even though WCCO Radio and WCCO TV have the same, obviously, WCCO, we are no longer owned by the same entities. So I guess it's really on one of us to change our call letters. Now, we had it first. Radio came first.
Yeah, radio first, yep.
Yeah. Although we're coming up on one. Are you here because the 100-year anniversary is coming up and you wanted to tie your wagon to 100 years here?
Well, they wanted a guy who was around 100 years ago who could speak to
the
origins of the station.
Yes.
No, actually, and KSTP is much the same way. We had KSTP Radio first.
Yep.
The original Stanley Hubbard had a lot of foresight on radio and then later in television and even later than that, television news. And so really, to me, it's kind of fascinating because when I was a kid, my parents always had on WCCO Radio and KSTP Television. And it's interesting to be doing, my full-time work here at KSTP, where I've been for nearly 30 years, and now occasionally a part-time fill-in for those of you when you're off golfing and those types of things. So it'll be kind of fun because, at AM 1500, it's now all sports. And so I used to fill in for Joe Souchere over there.
We'd go head to head. I would text you. I would find out you're going. I go, I don't know, Tom. There's just a giant spike in our ratings today. I don't know what's going on.
And I believe that. I believe that
yeah,
was probably true. But so it'll be fun to do it because, as radio is just a whole different animal than television. You get to go a little more in depth than you can in a 2-minute story at night, or even on my 30-minute At Issue show on Sunday mornings. You know, it's 22 minutes once you take the commercials out. And, you know, on our 2 or 3 hour radio program, you can do a lot more in depth. And so it'll be fun. And again, it'll be occasionally. But again, I'm a full time employee of KSTP television.
Okay. Does this get me any closer to coming on to At Issue? And again, it's Sunday morning. It's 10. I just want to feed at my house. I don't want to drive to St. Paul. I'll probably be in the pajamas. Now that you're a full-time, part-time, but you're full-time, full-time, and still Channel 5, and now we're actually colleagues, we're co-workers. Does this, think about it, that's the pinnacle of your career. Or it's
I have not thought about it.
I'm a little alarmed. Hey, here's my colleague, Tom Hauser. Does this get me any closer?
It gets you closer, and you could do it from home, because I know you've largely done this program.
Yeah.
Exactly. Pajamas for about a year and a half.
I have. So, I'm downtown today, though.
Oh, you are? Well,
yes.
Well, you know, and so certainly we can have you from your home in your pajamas sometime just for the spectacle of that. I would have you on even if you have nothing interesting to say. I just want to see that.
Okay.
I don't know why I want to see that.
Okay. This isn't a Dino Cicerelli question for those old enough, but where will you? How old are you now? Are you 62? 61?
No, I'm not 62. Yeah,
70?
I just barely hit 60.
Okay.
Barely hit 60.
60.
Yep.
Okay, you're 60. Where will Tom Hauser go in his pajamas? You walk around the house. Will you get the newspaper in the driveway in your pajamas?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Will
Take
you drive?
If I have to. It all depends upon, you know, the timing. Yes.
Okay. Okay. You'll get the garbage out. Will you go? Now, I'd prefer if you went to get hot chocolate, because hot chocolate is so much superior to coffee. But will you drive to go get some sort of drink if you're going to a place and you're only staying in your car?
Absolutely not, because I am aware that cars do break down. I am aware that occasionally when that happens, you have to get out of your car and assess the situation. And I am not going to go anywhere beyond the borders of my lawn or my driveway in my pajamas. Now, keep in mind, you know, I'm not wearing, you know, like a something scandalous. I'm wearing flannel. I mean, I see you.
Yeah, I see you in just the traditional, you know, Fred McMurray pajamas from My Three Sons 90 years ago. I don't really see.
And you've seen A Christmas Carol, right?
Yes.
And or you've seen Scrooge.
Yes.
You know, I wear that kind of the nightcap and, you know, kind of the flowing pajamas. That's what I generally wear.
That's what I like. Okay, Carrie is 36. She's a female. Carrie, where will you go wearing your pajamas? Will you go if you're going to Starbucks? Pajamas, yes or no?
No, I'm like Tom. I will not. I always think, I mean, you can't be in your car with your pajamas on. What if the car breaks down? I always think, and then I got my kid in the car, the 3-year-old. I can't be. You need to be prepared.
Spur of the moment.
Like Boy Scout.
Spur of the moment grocery shopping.
Oh, no.
You don't want to shower. You just need something. You will not do that.
No. You always, at least jeans. You need, I don't even wear sweatpants. No.
I mean, are you guys waiting for the world to end?
Well, it could happen.
Exactly. I mean, Carrie, how long does it take to pull on jeans?
A second.
To go to that emergency grocery store? It never occurs to me that it's such an emergency. I can't even get out of my pajamas to get to Cub Foods.
I mean, I just. Right. I don't. I think a lot of ladies these days, they wear those stretchy black pants. Or put some jeans on. Look presentable.
Okay, you know? Grandma. I mean, how old? Hold on a second. Is she 130? Hey, you wearing yoga pants.
Yeah, that's what it is, the yoga pants.
Oh, my God.
Those aren't nice.
Let's be honest. During the pandemic, you often can't tell what somebody sleeps in from what they wear just to go out casually.
That is correct. That is correct.
So I don't know that it's that big of a deal. You know, most of my neighbors, you know, if they see me in flannel pajamas in the driveway, they've seen me in worse conditions. Well,
that will be maybe the first.
I don't want to get into that.
I was going to say that'll be the first topic when you host the show. Okay, let's pause. Let's get to some serious content with now Mr. Full-Time, Part-Time at WCC Radio, But he still has his full-time job at KSTP. Tom Hauser back with us in moments on CCO. Hauser here from KSTP-TV and now a full-time, part-time host here at CCO Radio, but for more than a couple decades on with me, going back to the days at The Fan. Tom Hauser, okay, you are moderating a debate next week among the GOP candidates for governor. It feels like these races are getting further and further away from Election Day and more intense, okay? 0 to 10, how intense is the GOP race to oppose Tim Walz at this particular time?
Well, at this point, it's not intense to the general public, but to the six candidates who are officially declared and who are running, it is intense because, you know, don't forget the election is only 11 months away now. So we're less than a year out. They still are vying for who is going to get the nomination to be able to run against Governor Walz. So that is likely to happen sometime in the spring. So the election is not as far off as it might seem, especially to these candidates.
Are all saying, remind me of this, are all saying they will abide by the endorsement? And so it's all up to the endorsement, or have some held back on that confirmation?
Pretty much all of them have said to one degree or another that they will abide, but some leave a little bit of wiggle room, which is not unusual. They say, well, it depends upon the circumstances, you know, whenever. And so that is one of the questions I will ask to try to pin them down now that we'll have them all on one stage at one time and find out where they stand now, less than a year from election.
Okay, so this is next Tuesday. How can people see this?
Well, it'll be Tuesday night. We'll have some coverage. I know there will be some other local. It's not going to be broadcast live as far as I know. It's a third congressional Republicans are the ones putting the debate on. It will be held in Wayzata. It's already sold out. And I'm not sure if they're planning to stream it anywhere or not, but we will have highlights on both on 5 Eyewitness News that night and also on At Issue the following Sunday.
Okay, I want to talk about the president. He just was here. It's always significant when the president visits. You cover that like you cover all presidents when they visit Minnesota. Here is a day-to-day when he says he has a cold, doesn't sound good. And one of the topics has been, since he has been running, his health. He is 79 years old. Donald Trump's not a young man. Donald Trump, 75. Donald Trump faced questions about his health. What is a fair way to approach this, Tom, where it isn't partisan, it isn't a hack approach, but it's a legitimate question that could have covered Donald Trump and now covers Joe Biden because he's the president now, so let's deal with him now on his health.
And long before that, it impacted Ronald Reagan.
Yes.
He was fit for office when he started appearing to have some memory lapses and those types of things. But, you know, just last month, the president did have a full physical. They addressed even a couple of things you talked about. In fact, when I looked at his health history, they said a couple of concerns of note were the frequency and severity of throat clearing. They also said his ambulatory gait, in other words, how he walks, is perceptibly stiffer and less fluid than just a year ago. And, you know, that's pretty dramatic for, you know, somebody who's 78, 79 years old. If it's made that dramatic of a decline in a year, that's not as important as his cognitive abilities.
Right.
And so it is something that's legitimate to keep an eye on. I mean, he's less than a year into office in his first term, and he's already hinted at maybe running for a second term when he would be in his early 80s. So obviously these are all legitimate questions, and they should not be insulting any one of us. If you're 80 years old and you're at WCCO, your dad was 100 and was still at WCCO. But, you know, you still have to assess it on a day-to-day basis, month to month, year to year, on what your capabilities are. And that's obviously no different. In fact, it's much more magnified if you're the president of the United States.
No doubt. And I've talked about it a lot. I wanted my father's time reduced here. I wrestle with that. When I was at the Fan, I called the bosses here and said he should not be on in the morning. So it can be shrill. It can be awful by some people. But it's also legit to raise about any president. Now Joe Biden's the president, so it's him. About coherence and ability to do the job at its highest level.
Absolutely. And so these are legitimate questions that would be asked whether the president was a Republican.
Exactly.
And they were asked because President Trump was not a young man either.
Nope.
Always legitimate questions whether you're a governor or a president.
Great stuff, sir. I'm glad to have you on board. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll hear you hosting the show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, and just real quick, on that issue on Sunday, we're going to have Charlie Zelli on from the Met Council. We're going to try to pin him down on when will Southwest Light Rail actually open, and will NorthStar Commuter Rail continue to exist? We'll have those on that issue on Sunday morning.
That is 10 o'clock, Channel 5. All right, talk to you soon, sir.
Good. Bye.
Tom Hauser, Linda's Construction Time Check is 12:57. Time to protect your home against clogged gutters. CBS and Laura next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.